start as a sub, we have our author, Mr. Liu, if you'll present, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members. This bill addresses a recent Public Employment Relations Board decision that I believe to be unlawful and fundamentally flawed. In February 2010, PERB was hearing an unfair labor practice case between the University of California system and the California Nurses Association, where the nurses had notified the university that they were about to strike, but in fact, they never actually went on strike. Then on their own initiative, the board requested briefs to see if they had authority to require strike damages, and then remarkably, PERB actually created out of whole cloth a right which had never previously existed, which is strike damages due to the threat of a strike that never even occurred. This bill, a response to that, and it's sponsored by AFSCME and supported by the California Labor Federation, California Nurses Association, and California Professional Firefighters. It pretty much says that you basically, PERB can't do this. And okay. The reason is it sends a big chilling effect, not just against the union here, but also among all unions. And respect to your question, I vote, I have witnesses here in support.
Okay, before we do that, can we call the roll? We have a quorum.
Negrete McLeod?
Here.
Present. Walters? Gaines?
Here.
Gaines present. Padilla?
Here.
Padilla present. Vargas?
Here.
Vargas present.
Okay. Witnesses in support.
Madam Chair, Ali Cooper representing the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, the University of California employees. I think it's important to note that the University of California grossly inflates the costs associated with labor disputes, while the university officials claim that they need to preserve their ability to extract millions of dollars in damages that could potentially result from a strike over wages and working conditions. The reality is that, you know, the UC really wants to be able to sue for excessive damages. And it's important to also note that while labor disputes lead, they do in fact lead to work stoppages, strikes, particularly for patient care workers, are extremely rare. And so UC, in fact, overstates the problem. You know, UC wants to continue to sue for strike damages in situations where a strike never occurred. I think if you take a look at the California Nurses Association and their circumstance, you know, the university is seeking damages of upwards to $9 million, again, for strike damages when, in fact, a strike never occurred. In regards to patient care employees at the university, it is very rare that patient care workers would go on strike. But I think it's important. I've got some facts here around the numbers in terms of what the costs are. You know, UC medical centers are the single largest, most profitable revenue stream at the University of California. They comprise nearly half of the UC's core operating revenues. In fiscal year 2010, UC hospitals collected $5.9 billion in revenues and made $593 million in operating profit. UC's current effort to extract nearly $9 million in damages from both AFSCME and CNA is a huge overstatement of the cost of a strike. And I'll give you an example. So UC is seeking damages that are more than the cost of replacing every single one of its 11,400 patient care technical workers for an 8-hour shift, a scenario that would never actually happened during a medical center strike. So in conclusion, we rise in support and sponsorship of this bill because we believe that it unfairly targets represented workers, and it creates a chilling effect on what we believe is our fundamental right to withhold our labor in the most extreme circumstances.
Okay. Thank you. Other witnesses in support.
My name is Pamela Allen. I'm an in-house attorney with the California Nurses Association, and I'd like to thank you for the opportunity to speak in favor of SB 857. On behalf of the 85,000 registered nurse members of CNA, approximately 11,000 of whom provide around-the-clock care at the University of California Medical Centers, we think this bill is essential to restore the original intent of the public sector labor relations statutes in this state, and that intent includes a genuine and meaningful opportunity to engage in collective bargaining on behalf of public employees. The decision by the Public Employment Relations Board, which Senator Liu described, that was issued last year was unprecedented in PERB's history and absolutely politically motivated. It is bad public policy, and this state will live with unfortunate consequences as a result of that decision if the legislature does not take this opportunity to overturn it at this juncture. It's certainly within the legislature's authority to do so, and we urge the committee's support. I'd like to point out that PERB's ruling is directly contrary to California Supreme Court precedent that recognizes PERB's appropriate authority to deal with allegedly unlawful strike activity is to seek injunctive relief. That was recognized by the court in the mid-1980s, and PERB has regularly availed itself of that authority, as it did in the case that Senator Liu described. Despite that Supreme Court authority, PERB essentially engaged in a power grab and asserted for the first time it has authority to impose damages not only for unlawful strikes, but for the threat of a strike, which PERB ultimately deems to be unlawful. Now, in our case, the administrative law judge, who carefully conducted 11 days of hearing and heard testimony from witnesses on both sides, made a determination that it was not an unlawful strike that CNA noticed. And as Senator Liu pointed out, PERB sought an injunction, obtained an injunction, and the nurses complied with that injunction. There was no work stoppage. Yet we are faced now, 6 years later, with a claim of almost $6 million in damages without, and this is critical, I think, for the committee to understand, without adequate due process to defend against that staggering damage claim. We have attempted through procedures for 6 months to prior to the start of the hearing on damages to obtain verifiable evidence of actual expenses incurred by the university. We were unsuccessful. PERB has very limited procedures that do not include a civil discovery standard, and the administrative law judge's hands are essentially tied. We subpoenaed records. UC said, we don't have records, we have a summary, and based on summary invoices provided by a strikebreaker agency that actually has a fairly notorious history of litigation in its own right, UC is asserting this claim. The expenses associated with the litigation are, apart from the damages claim, very, very significant. The university has had at all times in this hearing at least 4 attorneys present, sometimes more. I haven't received a recent tally on attorney fees, but a year ago, before this phase of this endless litigation occurred, the number that UC verified was over $3 million in legal fees. I'm happy to answer any questions you have about the case, and we urge your support.
Other witnesses, just your name and your support, please.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair and Senators. Joshua Golka with the California School Employees Association. For the reasons previously stated, we're also in support.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Senator. Randy Cheekin in behalf of SEIU Local 1000 in strong support.
Thank you.
Madam Chair and members, Caitlin Vega for the California Labor Federation, also here in support.
Thank you. Anybody else in support? Witnesses in opposition, please. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair. Senators, Julianne Broyles here on behalf of the California Association of Joint Powers Authorities. In general, we think that there are very few limits that can be exerted when an unlawful flight strike is proposed. Ensuring that damages are awarded when an unlawful strike action occurs is one of the few curbs that we think that are necessary in this process. We do believe that right now that SB 857 is one that is unnecessary. There are many issues that are embedded in this that deal with discussions that go back and forth between public employers and their employees. But at the end of the day, we do think that this is a authority that is permitted to curb today. This isn't a change, that this would propose a huge change in law, and for that reason, we're opposing the bill.
Thank you.
Dennis Myers, California Association of School Business Officials, also in opposition. This bill doesn't correct an errant decision. It overturns a decision that we think was rightly made and takes away a deterrent. We think there should be deterrence in law against breaking the law, and that's what this is. It doesn't deter lawful strikes or lawful actions, but it does take away a serious disincentive to do something illegal. We are in opposition. Thank you.
Thank you.
Dave Walrath, representing Small School District Association. We are also in opposition for the concern on the loss of the deterrent without knowledge of how that will play out over time on the effects of strikes and potentially how that would affect the ability to deliver the school curriculum and to ensure a safe school environment for our children. We are in opposition.
Thank you so much. Questions?
Move the bill.
Okay. Well, I'd like him to answer first before we move the bill. Yes, go ahead.
Sure. Well, first of all, the California Nurses Association would vigorously dispute that it was an unlawful strike. And in fact, the strike never even happened. And there already are huge disincentives for striking, which is you don't get paid. And that's a pretty darn big disincentive. So with that, respectfully request an aye vote.
Okay.
I move the bill.
Now you move the bill. Okay. Any other questions? No, that was it. The bill has been moved. And you're asking for an aye vote. Okay.
The motion is that the assembly amendments be concurred in. Negrete McLeod?
Aye.
Negrete McLeod? Aye. Walters? Gaines? Padilla?
Aye.
Padilla? Aye. Vargas?
Aye.
Vargas? Aye.
Okay. You have three votes. That's enough. Yes. That's enough. I think I'll have to leave it open. Mr. Gaines is here. I don't know where he's at, and I don't know where Ms. Walters is at. So I will leave it open till 2 o'clock, and then we will close the roll. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you.
Walters, no.
Walters, no. Thank you. Okay, that's fine.
How's the family?
No, no.
How's the family? Aren't they back at school?
My
is open. Mr. Gaines, on this bill?
No.
No. Gaines, okay. No. Okay. The bill is out 3-2. Meeting adjourned.